We working? Yes, we are. Turn the flashlight off and lean back. Relax. There was about 37 or 40 people up there. Not too many. So we set him down, and Lieutenant Alfred sent Wilbur out there with a bullhorn. He talked to them, and, you know, Wilbur's the interpreter. That's our name for Fuong. His name's Wilbur. Everybody calls him Wilbur. And he gets out there with a big smile and song and dance, you know, and tells them about the Vietnamese government and how all this sort of stuff, you know. Some of them were interested, and some of them didn't care. This is kind of bad. We're right on the side of a road. We weren't in a village, so some of these people were pretty cosmopolitan. But the people in the villages, we thought we were going to the village, but we were on the highway. All they did was stop the people on the highway. So they did their bit, or he did his bit. Then they interrogated him one at a time. Then we had a sick call with those that wanted to see the doctor. And then we kept them there as a group. Gave out soap and things like that. And then released them. At the same time we released them, a group of 300 and some odd were brought up the road about 2:30 in the afternoon. And we did the same thing with them all over again. About 4:30 they called up asking how many airplanes we need and this sort of stuff. And we only brought back 8 or 9 people with us out of the 400 people we must have talked to. Or 350, we only brought back 8 or 9 people. And so nobody was taking charge, and I was the only officer up there. So I said, I'll do it. So I told him, you know, I just took over from that point on. I was in charge. I took over a little earlier than that the day, and I said, nuts, I want to do it my way. So I told the MPs how they were going to do it, and they did it, no problems. I just stepped out there for the first time in my military history and took over. Oh, well. So that was my show yesterday. It went off pretty good. I really had a good time. And while we're sitting there, and this platoon comes in, there's a kid, the head of the platoon, that lived next door to me at Fort Benning. Shoop was his name. Real nice kid. Well, he was kind of wild, but he was a nice kid. And we must have sat there for 2 or 3 hours and talked about everybody we knew at Benning and where they were and who done what, been where, and got into trouble with whom, and, you know, all this sort of good stuff. And it was kind of neat. I knew all about the AIS guys, and he knew all about the infantry guys, see. So we got back about 6 o'clock last night. Oh, it was something. We really got back late. Ate dinner. And I flopped in bed. I was tired. You know, the other night, Thursday night, I was so tired. Yeah, it was Thursday night. Friday night. I don't know what I did, but I was so tired. I laid down in that bed and I died. That's happened a couple times since I've been out here in the field. I don't do anything. That's probably the heat. I don't know. It doesn't get much into the 90s. It's up in the 90s, but not much into the 90s. You do any kind of moving at all, you just bathe and sweat, but it doesn't bother me too much. Well, not like it used to. I'm pretty used to it, I guess. So, what happened then? Oh, then it became Sunday morning. That's it, yeah. Oh, I forgot to tell you about my birthday. Yeah, I had a birthday back there, didn't I? When was it? Thursday? Friday? Thursday. Yeah, I got a whole bunch of stuff from March. Cookies and candy and good stuff. And I got a box from you. And it contained... I've received in the last 3 days 7 boxes. 6 boxes. 1, 2, 3 from you. And 3 from March. I think that's right. 2, 3. Yeah, I got a box from you for my birthday. And I had the fudge and the mystery cake. The toffee and the mystery cake in it. That's what it had. Mystery cake's all gone. We haven't opened the fudge yet. And Marge sent some cookies and some goodies. And they're still in there. They're not all eaten yet. That was a real gay time. We had some people in, and it was kind of fun. Real nice. Last year, you had that party for Jim and me, which was a lot of fun. So, this morning, that was yesterday, CA patrol this morning got up, moped around, and they wrote that report. They rewrote it. They took what I wrote and then fixed it up a little bit better. Took my opinions and things like that out of it and made it more of a report rather than an analysis. And typed it all up and got it ready to go. And I was feeling miserable. My nose was running, all this sort of stuff. So I read newspapers and laid around, took it easy. And then Major Jenkins said, make up cards to give these people and we can release them so they don't get picked up again. So I started working on that. That is a very difficult thing to do. So after lunch, I got two packages, both from you. Chocolate rabbits and little chickens that jump along the ground. And jelly beans and Easter eggs and a brown turtleneck sweater. And what else? I won't leave anything out because you'll think, oh, he didn't like it. I liked it. It just, you know, I got it so fast and put it away. Peanuts and cheese and what else? Oh, lots of good stuff. So we're really well stocked out here now. And we'll get it all eaten in due time, I am sure. So, and that afternoon, or this afternoon after the mail came, we went downtown to Bongsong. And that little map that you made, and you thought you guessed exactly where I was. That is exactly where the headquarters is. And we went downtown into the Dr. Captain Williams downtown, the head of the other civil affairs team. And worked on this card to kill the people when we released them. No problem there. Came back up here and typical civil affairs problem. The MPs picked up a whole bunch of people, brought them in, and they took them away from their bicycles and stuff. Then they brought their bicycles in after the people had been taken out of here downtown, and now they want to get the bicycles and the people back together. So we're going to help do that tomorrow. And we get that all squared away. You know, the typical civil affairs type stuff. Motorcycles and bicycles and stuff like that. It'd make pretty people pretty mad if they didn't have their motorcycles away just because they got picked up along the edge of the road. So Major Jenkins was playing with his tape recorder today, and it doesn't work too good. And he was trying to copy one of the tapes that I have, that I copied off of somebody else's tape recorder. So that's about the week in review. Not much to it. The fighting's all stopped now. They shot that VC regiment up pretty much, and they went running off back into the hills. Tomorrow there's two companies of tanks coming along, and now they're going to have to build roads, and they're thinking of draining rice paddies and really tearing a place up, because armor does tend to do that, and people are rather unhappy about that. The S5 people are rather unhappy about that. But so it goes. Heard a rumor that Al Warmington is going to be moved to On K from somebody that was visiting from the 41st CA. And I requested my leave for the 21 to 28th of April in Tokyo. Now I hope we match up. Not saying I'm going to get it, but I requested it. We'll see what happens. It was okay with Major Jenkins, and we'll see. I had to write to Natranka for that. And then we'll see. I'm about to run out of tape, and I hope you enjoyed this one. I'm waiting eagerly for a letter, which I should probably get in the next couple of days. And thank you for all the goodies and Easter boxes and birthday wishes and good stuff like that. I really do appreciate all that. It's nice. It's wonderful, as a matter of fact. It's much appreciated out here by everybody, because we all enjoy the goodies. So, we'll see you in a month, and expecting letters and good stuff like that real soon, right? Right. So, I hope everybody's healthy and happy back there, and I promised to write Aunt Dorothy some year. She sent me 3, and I haven't sent her 1 yet. I'm a bad boy, but I will write. I know I must. And that's about it for this week. 3 more tapes, and we'll be together, right? Maybe. We'll see. Ooh, I hope I get rid of this cold fast, because it's miserable. Especially when it's really, really, really hot. Okay, right. Come on, tape, run out. I'm just trying to tread water here. Bye-bye. See you next week.